Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Advent, December 17th, 2025. The gospel that I'm reflecting over today is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Verse 1. Matthew writes, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Thus, the total number of generations from Abraham to David is 14 generations, from David to the Babylonian exile, 14 generations, from the Babylonian exile to the Messiah, 14 generations." Today's gospel begins with a list, a genealogy most of us are tempted to skip. Yet this long list of names is itself a proclamation. Salvation unfolds in history, through time, through family, through flesh and blood. Matthew wants us to see that Jesus is not an isolated miracle, but the culmination of God's steady, unhurried fidelity. From Abraham to David, to the exile to Christ, every generation carried both sin and promise, defeat and hope. God's faithfulness threads through it all like a quiet melody that refuses to be silenced. The genealogy is not just history, it's theology written in human form. It reminds us that God's plan is not thwarted by scandal or delay. Each name, saint or sinner, becomes a vessel through which grace keeps moving forward. Matthew includes surprising figures in Jesus' family tree: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, women whose stories were marked by scandal, suffering, or strangeness. Yet here they are, remembered forever as part of the Messiah's line. Why? Because the incarnation is not the story of God avoiding human messes, but of God entering it. Jesus' ancestry is not pure perfection. It's mercy embodied. It proclaims that holiness can grow in unlikely soil, that redemption doesn't erase the past, but transfigures it. In this light, our own family histories, with all their brokenness, are not disqualifications, but invitations. God's grace can pass through even our most tangled roots. Matthew notes the symmetry, 14 generations, three times over. It's an orderly structure suggesting divine design, but it also conceals centuries of chaos. Behind the rhythm lies pain, exile, loss, and longing. Still, Matthew insists on counting. Why? Because he sees pattern where others might see only ruin. Advent asks us to do the same, to trust that the apparent randomness of our lives may yet reveal the shape of grace. Each generation waited, often without seeing fulfillment. But the Messiah came not because humanity was finally worthy, but because God's love had ripened to fullness in time. This gospel invites us to see our own lives as part of a larger genealogy of grace. You and I are written into the same story of God's faithfulness, a continuation of the covenant that began with Moses and Abraham. When we feel forgotten or insignificant, Advent reminds us God remembers names. Every person matters. Every hidden fidelity, every quiet yes, is recorded in the lineage of love that leads to Christ. So today we take a moment to trace our own spiritual ancestry, those who passed the faith on to us, however imperfectly. They too belong to this great story of promise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, Son of Abraham, you entered the long story of our humanity to make us part of yours. In our tangled histories, weave your pattern of mercy. In our waiting, teach us to trust the slow rhythm of your grace. May every generation, ours included, prepare a place for you to be born anew. Amen. If you found a blessing in the reflection today, I'd ask you to invite others to join us here in my hermitage when we reflect over the Word of God that the Church provides us with. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.